Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m. If you're listening to 1120, sounds a little scratchy. You can do better by flipping over to the FM channel and doing 98.7. If you are phone savvy, just download the Odyssey app and you have it right there. I listen to Total Information AM every morning when I go see my mom in the nursing home and Cardinal games and the whole bit, and it's crystal clear sound. Going to do some audio for you here. The first few are from Donald Trump. Love him or hate him, you can't deny that he says things that catch your interest. Where are you guys on the debate? Just like personally, are you 100% going to watch? Are you going to have a little party? Are you going to celebrate it? Is it just, how do you view it?
I'm 100% going to watch. I do want to have a little watch party, you know, just have like good snacks and stuff. But I love any sort of TV event like this. And it also ties in with work. So, I mean, yeah, there's no way I won't watch it unless there's some sort of emergency happening. That being said, the last time Trump and Biden debated, I was very excited for it. I thought I was going to have a good time watching. And it was one of the most emotionally draining experiences. Mm-hmm. So, I'm taking all of this with a grain of salt, yeah. I guess.
I agree with you.
Yeah, not watching. I will watch the important parts after the fact. You know, and I want to see what key things happen and, you know, that obviously for work and just out of general curiosity. But the tediousness of the process and the talking over each other and all that, I don't like the format.
Stresses you out.
No, it pisses me off. Mm. Like, I get irritated that because I sit there and watch and I'm like, this is what we are.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. This is what we are. It's going to be these two guys putting on their shows, whichever show they want to put on. And I can just go back and watch it 10 minutes after it's over, and I can find all the important parts by just going through the key clips instead of listening to the nonsense.
Yeah, I'm more of a nerd like Rach. I'll watch the whole thing, and I'll suffer through it, and I'll say I wish I weren't watching it, but I'll keep watching it.
See, we're of the same mind. I just won't do it.
Yeah. I'm
in real time.
Excited. I'm extremely excited. I get excited for debates. I like when debates happen. I got really excited when that one happened at WashU in 2016. I like the debates a lot, but Kevin, I'm wondering, is it all debates that make you feel like that, or is it specifically because
it's all the political ones.
Yeah, so if it was like...
They're all basically that way, because nobody... Here's what I don't like, and I can't... Because this is where I get pissed off. Nobody answers a question. They start to maybe wander around and answer, and then they go right to some other thing that they want to talk about. I hate that. And they should be shut off the moment they veer off course. You answer the question, or you shut up. And I can't stand that because it becomes a stump speech that just goes back and forth as opposed to an actual conversation about really important things.
You don't like the open campaigning mid-debate?
No. Answer the question. And by the way, I wish they would get to question each other. Mm-hmm. I would love to see the two of them say, here's my question for you. We each got four questions for each other, not just coming from the moderator.
I agree.
And I want them to be bound to answer. You have to answer the question or we turn your microphone off.
I also am a little different in that I get emotional like Rach when they're going at each other. It's upsetting. But if you want the most important job in the world, you should be able to do that. And I get mad when they cut them off. Now, I know this one's going to be very different because they're going to have the mute on the microphones and you won't have a lot of talking back and forth. But when they do have it, I get mad at the moderators, one, for not being able to control it.
Yeah.
And two, for trying to control it. Jake Tapper or Brett Baer or whoever it is, I am tired of hearing you struggle to contain these two men. Just let them go. Either let them go or completely cut them off, but I hate the middle ground.
Yes, it's messy.
That's the thing, the debate thing, more than them talking over each other or whatever it is. The thing that frustrates me most watching them is when the moderator decides that the moderator wants a moment. You know what I mean? Moderator just it's time to hear from the moderator. Yeah. It's like, no, shut up.
But there has to be a grown up in the room
for
though.
Jake Tapper.
Like there has to be a grown up who's going to say these are the rules and we're going to enforce. This is the sports guy in me. Because everything we do in sports, there are rules and there are arbiters of rules and you got to play within the rules. And at the end of the game, there's a winner and a loser and nobody's going to be like, well, no, really, it was rigged against me. And or no, that wasn't the score. The score was this. Like, I like the structure of having someone there that's going to say, these are the rules and this is what we're going to follow. And if you don't like it, guess what? I'm going to throw you out of the game.
What do you think, Rach?
I was just going to say, I just think it's really sad, the words that she's, Kevin just said, we needed an adult in the room, yeah. And we're talking about the former president and the current president. Like, how tragic is that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And one of them will be the next president.
Right.
And it's not just them. It's pretty much all of the debates you will see.
How bad is it? Because I don't think there's anything that Donald Trump can do that will cost him votes.
Nah.
He could go on there and say anything or skibbity toilet, doesn't matter. He's going to get the same number of votes.
I want him to say that so bad.
But if Biden freezes or just kind of struggles, I think that could really hurt him.
I agree.
What I don't understand in any of this is how anybody's performance in that setting changes your mind about the things that they want to do. Because they're not the only ones doing things. They're the face of the program, yeah, essentially. But there's a whole group of people on either team that are the ones doing the implementing of the jobs. They're writing up the laws. They're writing up the proposals. They're not doing it themselves.
In the beginning, it was not that big a deal to be president. I mean, it was obviously a big deal.
Right.
But it wasn't like you were the de facto king.
Yeah.
They were so careful to not have a de facto king that it really was like being a regional manager for a Subway sandwich kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when Washington stepped down and said, no, I've been president long enough, it's time for someone else to do it. And it was like that for a very, very long time.
Yeah. And if you're about the things that Donald Trump is about, then what stupid thing could he say that would change your mind? And the same thing for Biden. If you are of that political alignment, what stupid thing is going to make you go, you know what? I actually agree with Trump. Like, how many people actually operate that way?
I think the biggest effect it will have is on people not voting.
Yeah.
That, for example, if you're an anti-Trumper, but you're not sold on Biden, like me, and he does something especially troublesome, it could cause you either to not go to the polls or to go to the polls and not vote the top of the ticket.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest threat. And let's face it, it only counts for about 6 states.
That's the other point. Right. Yeah.
Why do you think that Trump is changing course and saying that Biden's going to be a worthy opponent after months of talking about how incompetent he is and how he's on the brink of death, basically? Why do you think he's doing this now?
I think he is all over the place. Trump is, and whether he's crazy or crazy like a fox, I'm not sure. But when you say everything, it allows you to go back and say, well, I said he was going to be a worthy opponent.
Yeah.
Or I said he was going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And then I also think it's just managing expectations that Biden did very well in the first debate, not as well in the second debate last time. He did very well, so well at the State of the Union that now the right is all about he's getting Toradol or whatever it is. He's getting jacked up and he's getting drugs and he's Sudafed. So I think that they know that it's quite possible that he'll have a good showing.
Yeah.
And so you just have to manage the expectations, go like, well, yeah, I mean, he's president of the United States. Of course, you know, he's no fool.
Yeah. Strategically, it actually makes more sense to do what they're doing now than what they've done all along. Because then if you're saying this guy's a massive fool, but then he looks good.
Yeah.
Well, how does that look for you? But if you say, no, this guy's actually pretty good at this, and then you kick his ass, well, now you just kick the ass of a really strong opponent as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah. Yep. Well, here are 2 or 3 things that Donald Trump said in his speech just yesterday.
We want just about all of those suckers. You know, we want them. How should I handle him? Should I be tough and nasty?
Yes!
Or should I be? Should I be? She say no. Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history? Or should I be nice and calm and let him speak? Be tough. Be tough. So bad. So bad. But anyway, it'll be a good, I'm sure he'll be prepared.
I've said this before. I never want to be in a crowd like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of jealous that these people have someone that they can scream and cat call and dog whistle and whoop whoop and all that kind of stuff. I can't imagine me ever being a room full of people and doing that for another human being.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point in my life.
I mean, sporting event, maybe.
Yeah.
Concert, maybe. But that's just for entertainment.
Something meaningless.
Like, am I really going to... There's not... I'm with you, Dave. There's not a person on earth that would get that reaction from
me. What's the most freaking out you've ever been, Kevin?
Freaking out?
Yeah, like you see Metallica... And then
I'm pretty chill.
Mr. Metallica
concerts.
Himself comes out on stage.
No, like in the earlier days, you know, in the 20s, I was in the pit. So that's kind of, you got to be a little wired to do that. Otherwise, you're going to get beat up. But no, normally it would be, I mostly keep under control, but probably just my own team's special events, victories, things like that, where you dogpile at the end of the game and things like that. That's different than observing. When it comes to observing, I don't lose it. I don't go crazy.
Let's hear another one from Mr. Trump.
He's sleeping now because they want to get him good and strong. So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass. And that's they want to strengthen him up. So he comes out. He'll come out. I say he'll come out all jacked up, right? All jacked up.
Do you think there's anything wrong with that? If they're... You know, if you're about to debate for the position of the leader of the free world, you're going to get a good night's sleep. You're going to have a nice meal. You're going to take a nap in the afternoon. You're going to prepare yourself. Is there anything wrong with taking a substance that's not illegal? Like, for example, Rach, what do we do every day before the show?
Have a Red Bull or a
Celsius. Have a Red Bull, go down and get a coffee.
No, I don't. Look, maybe if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I would have said under no circumstances. But I don't know, Biden's president. There are times where it does seem like he's more jacked up than others. I like that version of Biden more. I think he's more capable. So do whatever you got to do, bro. And I don't think we'll put it this way. I don't think Donald Trump is going on stage stone cold sober either. I think there's. He's got a lot of energy for a man of his age. Yeah, we'll just put it that way.
And the final thing he said?
All right.
Dana White. Did anyone ever hear of Dana White? He's a legend, right? UFC, ultimate fighter, ultimate fighting. And he's a fantastic man. I said, Dana, I have an idea. Why don't you set up a migrant league of fighters and have your regular league of fighters? And then you have the champion of your league. These are the greatest fighters in the world. Fight the champion of the migrants. I think the migrant guy might win. That's how tough they are. He didn't like that idea too much, but actually, it's not the worst idea I've ever had. No, it's these are tough people. These people are tough, and they're nasty, mean.
What do we think?
I just... You know, I was saying this is like the bread and butter. This is what the people want. This is more than anything else that he says and does. This kind of stuff, the xenophobia, gets him the biggest, strongest positive reaction from his people.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Every drummer my age learned to play drums to this album. Just straight ahead, four on the floor. Just everyone could play this album. Good memories. A couple more audios.
Yeah, I'm realizing that we already played Wheels' audio. It's about the Sen.
Yeah,
going
about the
to
poop.
The bathroom in the Sen.
Play it again in case people didn't hear.
Okay, it's an interesting story.
Let's play the poop audio.
Poop protest in Paris is happening tomorrow, and this is what the Sen looks like today. The government has spent over €1 billion trying to clean the Sen before the Paris Summer Olympics that start in 1 month, and it's not working. So Parisians have set up a website telling everyone to go poop in the Sen tomorrow on June 23rd, which is when President Emmanuel Macron and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo both said they'd go swim to prove it's clean. The website even has a calculator so that people who live far from Paris can know when they need to poop in the river for it to flow down to Paris at noon tomorrow. But even today, without the poop, the Seine looks awful. It's even more green in person, and I saw people dumping garbage into it. Apparently, they've done multiple tests, and the level of bacteria in the Seine is 3 times higher than other open water swimming events allow. However, the Olympic Committee says there's no reason to doubt the swimming events for the Olympics won't take place in the Seine this summer, and they're confident the swimmers will be able to use it. So, I don't know. Could you swim in it?
Okay, what bothers me the most is all the edits.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Can people not talk for 30 seconds at a time?
But they also can't edit cleanly. Like, it's not that hard to do clean edits.
Is it an artful thing that this is now the way people like to have their content rolled out to them? Or is it just lazy?
I think it's just TikTok and you want to get things out as quickly as possible and have as little, like, dead air waiting around as possible.
Oh, my gosh. That's
The jump cuts and all that.
It's worse when you're just listening to it. If you're watching it in a video, it's not so
bad. But I also agree. You can't do a hot take in 34 seconds without edits.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's not that hard. If you screw it up once, do it again.
She had to make sure that she was saying, Machon.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That was annoying. Even that as a French speaker, I'm like, okay.
I feel bad for this poor girl.
Hey, she put it out there.
She's fine. It's just you're clearly American. So when you're like,
poop.
So we have to poop in the river because then Machon will be swimming. It's like, okay, all right. All right. We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're pronouncing it properly.
We see what you're doing.
No one says Macron.
Yeah, no Americans
do. I know, you're doing a pretty good job.
We're going to say Macron.
We never did your Seinfeld thing, Wheeler. That's still, people are still talking.
Hey, we can listen to a little Jerry Seinfeld rant. He's dealing with a heckler here, by the way. That's what's going on.
Yeah, go ahead, keep going. They're going to start punching you in about 3 seconds, so... I would try and get all of your genius out so we can all learn from you. It's a comedy show, you moron. Get out of here. You're really influencing everyone here. We're all on your side now because you have made your point so well and in the right venue. You come to the right place for a political conversation. Tomorrow we will read in the paper, Middle East 100% solved thanks to man at the Kudos Arena stopping Jew comedian. They stopped him and everyone in the Middle East went, oh my God, let's just get along. We can't do that. Because I know there are problems here with indigenous Aboriginal people and the white people. They have problems here. So maybe to solve that, I will screw up Jim Jeffries in a show in New York.
So he had a heckler there that was that anti-Israel thing going after him. And it just, first of all, hecklers suck. Like, just stop. Nobody cares. But the best part about that is what we always talk about with the idiot protesters that are defacing artwork or whatever. You're not helping yourself. Not one person is going to look at that action or listen to you as a heckler and say, you know what? That person's got a point.
A little bit of Seinfeld goes a long way for me these days.
That's about as much as I can tell.
But he was really good.
Yeah. And, you know, I would love to see some more or some other. I like other comics like Bill Burr that are even better at tearing down people that are heckling them. But like, he made the best point there.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't helping your cause. Yeah. It's doing no good. You're wasting everybody's time.
Couldn't agree more.